13 after 9. This is Racing HQ. Looking forward to Saturday's racing at Doomben. That track at the moment is in the Good Four region. They've had heavy dews the last couple of mornings, but they've got fine, beautiful, clear days. They think they may need to irrigate later today, but the track's in perfect order, a Good Four. And Andrew Campbell, the New Zealand trainer, is there with a horse called Werther. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew. How's things?
Very well indeed. You're enjoying the Queensland weather. It's a lot different to what the family's enjoying or not enjoying back home.
No, we had snow there the other day and -3 degrees, so I'm loving it over here. It's fantastic.
Hang on. Where do you come from where it's -3 and snowing in New Zealand?
I'm the Wairarapa, which is about an hour and a half north of Wellington.
All right, so you've got some nice weather ahead then, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not actually looking forward to going home.
No, I don't think you would be. Anyway, this horse Werther, for mine, he's been totally forgotten. We've been talking up the form around Delicacy, and this horse ran second to Delicacy in the South Australian Derby, sat close to the pace and only got beaten a length and a half and really toughed it out, Andrew.
Yeah, he went a mighty race over there. He hadn't done very well when he arrived in Melbourne, then made it down to Adelaide. We were concerned for 3 or 4 days till he could settle in. And considering that, I thought he was in a body race.
Look, I just like the way that he had that Kiwi sort of stamina about him.
Yeah, well, he's out of his Abel Mare by Travis Stock, obviously. And even though Travis Stock won the Sprinter of the Year in New Zealand, he was bred to stay. And, you know, this horse is definitely our mount stayer, so he'll get the distance, no worries at all.
Now, you're obviously aiming towards the Queensland Derby, but you're in there on Saturday, the Eagle Farm Cup. You had a couple of options, and I think it was a late entry into this race on Saturday.
Yeah, we weren't going to run at all. We were just going straight from Adelaide to the Derby in Queensland. But since he's arrived up here, he's just done so well. And, I got caught out back in 2003 with a horse I brought over. He'd done very well and blew out his first race, so we didn't want to do that as well with this bloke. So he's going in there pretty fit and well and real happy with him.
Well, it's the 7-day backup after Saturday, so I think what you've explained already, that he is a tough horse, you feel that he can cope with this?
Oh, not a problem. You know, my name's Derby, and if I thought it was going to jeopardise him, we wouldn't be running on Saturday for sure.
Yeah. Look, it's a wide-open Derby, isn't it? I mean, Master of Arts, we don't know what Chris will do with Winx after Saturday. Saddler's Lake, Upham was good the other day. There's not a true standout.
No, it's a very even field this year. So, you know, we've got a bit of form on the board, and as I said, we're real happy with the horse. So it's going to be interesting. He'll be definitely fitting us.
And how do you see him on Saturday? I better not go too far ahead with the Derby, where he's at the moment a $15 chance with a tab to win the Derby. But what about Saturday? Under the weight for age, you get some weight allowance for a 3-year-old off the older horses. How do you see it?
Yeah, well, he gets that weight allowance, which is great. You know, they're very good horses that we're against. They're getting them a bit long in the tooth, some of them, but still they've got class on them, you know. We're sort of the young guns, so sort of going a bit unknown into it, but he should do well.
And you've got, have you got James on Saturday, James McDonald?
No. We've got Jim Byrne on him.
Jim Byrne, okay.
Then he switched to Wallace horse.
Yeah, James is going to ride for Teller, so Jimmy Byrne takes the ride. Have you got a rider for the Derby?
We're not committed to one at this stage.
Okay, you'll just wait and see how it plays out on the weekend. Is he the only horse you brought to Brisbane?
Yes, unfortunately, I'd love to have bought the whole thing and stay here all winter, but he's just the one horse, so it's been great.
Good luck, mate. I hope all the effort's worth it. I know a couple of the owners have been out and about doing some media interviews. It's a whole team with the 3-year-old gelding, and we wish you the best on Saturday into the Derby.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Campbell joining us there from Opaki in New Zealand in Brisbane with Werther. And as I say, if we're going to really talk up Delicacy's form, Werther wasn't far behind in the SA Derby. Well, Barry Lockwood, formerly from NSW, now in Queensland, he joins us this morning. Morning to you, Barry.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How long has it been since you were based here?
About 2.5 years ago I moved up here, yeah.
2.5 years?
It gets away, doesn't it?
Geez, it does get away, doesn't it? It does get away. You must be liking it up there. You went up there, going off memory here, you went up there just thinking that it was the right time to sort of just have a small team in Brisbane?
Well, I came up here to run a horse one day, and in the winter, like, I left Tamworth, it was about -5 or -6, and and Brian Smith, who I worked for in the 80s in Sydney, I was his foreman down there, he said, look, they're building an extra 10 boxes on the end of my barn. He said, why don't you take those? And anyway, it just turned out that everything fell into place on that day at the races, and I never went back.
And it's not -5 or -6 in Brisbane at any time, probably?
People go crook when it gets to 9.
So you're enjoying the weather?
Oh, it's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. How many? So you train the 10?
Yeah, I have 10 boxes there all the time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this horse, Hidden Pearl, I know that you've had since, it had its last run July 27 last year for Mark Lynch, and then it had a decent spell and has come back for you and gone 3 straight wins in a row.
Yes, it's, when she arrived, I just thought, well, she'll win a maiden just based on her previous form. But, she surprised all them sundry, really. She just kept running, and we put her out of her class each run, and we've certainly put her out of her class on Saturday, but hopefully all goes well.
Yeah. Has it been a case of just maturity, do you feel, the way she has come back to do it this prep?
Well, I'm sure she never had any problems, and that's the only thing I can put it down to. She was just wasn't mature enough early because she was a sound mare and no other issues, so that's all you can say.
And so in saying that, she's just sort of getting used to racing. Was she a nervous horse at any time before you got her, do you know, Barry?
Well, she was certainly hard to put up with when we first started working her. I mean, that's why Bridget stayed on her all the way through. She was quite a handful to work of a morning. And we spent a couple of months just toning her down. And subsequent to that, we haven't been galloping her too hard either because she just seems to do enough pace work, and she's got a mindset now. And, you can virtually do whatever you want with her, and she's happy in the stable and all's good.
Well, this is the Bright Shadow, the 6th race on Saturday. You mentioned you're up in grade, but you've drawn a perfect barrier for Bridget Grills to get another nice run here with Hidden Pearl.
It's a lovely barrier, and, I'm sure she'll race forward. She always does, and, I won't be asking Bridget to be in a hurry out of the gate. She can pick up and travel as she, wants to, but 1,200 metres would be lovely if she just camped there handy, and if she's got a lap for the horse when they straighten, well, then they've got to run home pretty strong.
Yeah, for sure. It just sounds like the two of them have really clicked.
They have. Bridget gets on with her and she gets on with Bridget. It's quite funny.
Yeah, fantastic. No, well, as you say, it's the step up into this race at 1,200 metres, but you're going to get the nice run here. I guess Saturday's run at this class tells you where you go to next.
Well, you'll either be ringing us up for another interview or I won't hear from you again.
Well, at least you're honest.
That's
at least you're honest, Barry. People say to me, I haven't heard from you for 3 years. You must be ringing me for a reason. Well, it's good that I'm ringing you, Barry.
Exactly right. I wish you were calling me twice a week.
Exactly. No, well, let's hope that I am with Hidden Pearl. Good luck to you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
Barry Lockwood there with Hidden Pearl. Hey, another horse that's running in Brisbane on Saturday that's got form like Hidden Pearl is a horse called Can't Buy Better. It runs in the last race on Saturday, the Queensland Day over 1,200, trained by Ben Curry. It's 4 from 4. Simply has been given a little bit of time early on, but Hugh Bowman gets aboard on the weekend. It has drawn awkward in 12, but talking with Ben off-air earlier this morning, he's got an open mind. He doesn't really know. The one thing with this horse is that he's tough and he's a big horse and he'll keep fighting. But up in class, I guess, is the other big question mark. But the horse is trained on in really nice fashion. What's for him? Can't Buy Better in race 8 on Saturday in Brisbane. Well, Joe Cleary, he's having a hell of a time. I've been ringing him the last few weeks. Morning to you, Joe.
G'day, Hoss. How are you, mate?
All right, mate. It's just been a terrific run with Landlock.
Yeah, mate. Team's going quite well. Hoss, I can't complain, mate. And Liam Locke's obviously the flag bearer, and four in a row, and hoping for five in a row Saturday at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, now this was a bit of a surprise. You let us know last week that the horse is going to the Brisbane Cup, but you're going to sneak in a run on Saturday.
Yes, mate. I arrived up here yesterday, Andrew, and obviously he's taking the ride for Brisbane Cup Day. But after watching the horse yesterday afternoon and working him this morning, mate, he's absolutely tap dancing, and he needs a blowout, mate. So he'll go around Saturday at the coast, and that'll top him up lovely for Brisbane Cup Day.
I haven't got the field in front of me, mate. I know it's an 1,800-metre handicap. You were given 61. Have you taken a claim there, or what have you done?
I have, mate. I've booked young Casey Stanley from the Northern Rivers. She's outridden the claim in New South Wales. But fortunately, she still gets her 3 kilos in Queensland. So it was a bit of a no-brainer, Andrew, yeah. It's Casey. And just got to walk him across the road. He's stabled on the Gold Coast and give him a blow. And I'll top him up lovely for the following week.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had Andrew Campbell on earlier, the New Zealand trainer with Worthy. You obviously feel that he needs a run before the Brisbane Cup.
Yeah, I only put it in concrete this morning, mate. As you know, I've been at home like this time yesterday when I was getting the frost off my eyebrows this morning, like out of the Pacific Ocean, like a humpback whale. So, the horse is basically told me this needs a blowout. He's very, very well on himself. And Michael Johnson, who's been looking after him with Noel Doyle, they said he hasn't missed a note. And I think it's a bit of a no-brainer to give him a hit out, mate.
Has he drawn okay on Saturday?
They're yet to come out.
They come out today, don't they? Yeah.
9:30. They'll be out in the next half hour or so. And, just to give him a spin around, mate, and get him home safe.
I had a look. I was looking at my phone last night for I don't know why I was looking at photos on my phone, but I was because I was haunted. I was just about to turn it off, and there's a photo of you still kissing Bossy from the Wagga cap that I've got on my phone.
I think I've kissed two blokes in my life was in the same day. I kissed Scores and I kissed Bossy, so...
I'm not going to ask who was the best, but you enjoyed your day winning the Wagga Cup anyway.
Oh, it was fantastic, mate. After winning the Wagga Town Plate, and Dad won a Wagga Town Plate with Bill Goof, and I won it with Tatiana. Like, you go there to strive to win them country cups and them country plates, and to get the Wagga Cup on the resume, mate, it was just peace of mind. And the best part about it, Hoss, it was the race I'd aimed him at after the Queanbeyan Cup, and when a plan comes to fruition, it's just so satisfying.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, we'll watch for those barriers when they come out later. It sounds like he's hoping to, really hoping to make it five on the trot going to the Brisbane Cup. Good luck, Joe.
Good on you, Hoss. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Good on you, mate. Joe Cleary there with Landlock running at the Gold Coast. Gets a claim for Casey Stanley, so 61 down to 58 kilos in that 1,800-metre race. By the way, tab.com.au have got the markets obviously open for all of these Brisbane features. In the JJ Atkins Bassett, who's had just one start for Peter Moody, is the favourite in the race. Now, I spoke to the stable this morning. The horse is expected to arrive in Brisbane this weekend, but no decision has been made where the horse will run next, and that decision won't be made until probably a gallop on Tuesday. So let's be slightly cautious. No decision has been made where Bassett, the two-year-old, will run next in Brisbane.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Well, as we know, the countdown to Royal Ascot is well and truly underway. Late on June 16, Australian time, we're going to be seeing the Queen Anne, followed by the King Stand, and then the week of racing. And our good friend Nick Smith is joining us from Royal Ascot in England late tonight, his time. Hello to you, Nick.
Yeah, good morning, good evening, whatever.
Yeah, I know it's what it's going to be in a few weeks' time, and that's exciting.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So just over just under 3 weeks away now. A lot of the horses are here already. Obviously, Criterion's here, and California Chrome is here. Your big team, most of your big team, ship out in a few days' time, and you know we're really excited after last year, which was just a perplexing sort of non-Australian year for one reason or another. You've got a great team this year and hopefully get a winner on the board.
Let's hope so. We'll talk about the Aussies in a moment, but I want to talk about the first race of the week. It's the Queen Anne, and, well, people wouldn't believe it here, but even tab.com.au have got Able Friend a second favourite in Queen Anne. What's the horse that's the favourite?
Well, this horse Solo of Freddie Heads is a... It looks like a real superstar. You remember he won on Dubai World Cup, mate, won the Dubai Turf, the old Dubai Duty Free, slammed the Grey Gatsby that night, and then he came out the other day in the Prix d'Espahan, which is a 9 furlong Group 1 race in Paris, and he absolutely murdered Cirrus de Zegler. He went past him like it was a tree. So, and we all know how good that horse is. So he probably does set the standard. And historically, the Wertheimer family, who's had Goldikova and several other great horses, they like to target only their very, very best horses at Royal Ascot. And this one fits the bill. That doesn't mean Able Friend can't beat him. And I think that Able Friend will come a lot closer to Solo when he gets to the UK. I think a lot that's in the price is the fact that he's still in his stable in Shaft Inn. When he gets here, I think the two prices will come closer together. But what is for certain is that anyone in Hong Kong who thought that they were done backing Able Friend anything like a backable price is going to fall over themselves, because he is definitely going to go off odds against and possibly second favourite.
Yeah, quite remarkable, because obviously in our market we see Able Friend all the time, but people are going to have to watch the videos of Solo for the Queen Anne. What about these Australian horses that are heading there? Brazen Bow and Wodgen is going to have a jump out tomorrow morning our time. Sharmil Wins, more likely King Stand, and Wodgen are going Diamond Jubilee. And Brazen Bow still a little bit undecided which way they go. What are the sprinting ranks that they're going to be meeting? What are they like this year, Nick?
Well, that's a really very interesting question. And the answer is that because of the new Commonwealth Cup, a lot of the horses that you would be afraid of facing, like Tiggy Wiggy or Limato, are going to the three-year-old pony race. So the older horses in Europe are pretty much as you were. So you're talking the likes of Soul Power, who's a wonderful horse, but probably didn't win the other day. That was back over 6 furlongs in Ireland. He just isn't a 6 furlong, a 1,200-metre horse at all. But he'll set the standard here, Soul Power. But I think it's really hard. I mean, I was speaking to the Brazen Bow team. I know that you've done the same. And they're just not sure. They definitely only want to run one. He looks the best of your sprinters on paper coming over here. If it appears to be an easier race, which is quite possible, I'd be inclined to think he would end up there, for which he would definitely be favourite.
Okay. Sharmil's got a really good burst of speed, and I know that they want to save it for that probably the one run and come off the pace, because the horse has got a really strong acceleration, which you would have seen earlier on this year.
Yeah, that's right. It was the Oakley Clay, wasn't it, when he came from behind and won really impressively. Yeah, that was a good run. He'll be the forgotten horse here, because everybody will gravitate towards the glamour horse, which is Brazen Bow. People won't turn their attention here towards Royal Ascot really until after the Derby. But once they start seeing the videos of Brazen Bow, they'll start thinking, you know, wow, this looks in the mould of your Miss Andressis and what have you that have done it before. So he'll be really short priced. But Sharmil Wins, absolutely in with a big chance, and he'll probably be better value. Wangino will, again, probably be quite good value, I would have thought. Not being a winner on the last start will mean that the price is probably inflated, but the distance and the track and the proven stamina is important. 6 furlongs here is going to be ideal.
Understand. And my criterion, Frankie Dettore is going to ride tomorrow or tonight our time for a gallop just as a test drive. He could end up riding the horse in the Prince of Wales. Criterion's going to meet the likes of Free Eagle, The Great Gatsby, El Kazim, California Chrome, the horse from America that we know so well, Knight of Thunder. Is this going to be a tough experience for Criterion?
I think he's a good horse. I think he's got a good chance. I mean, if there's a bit of rain, he'd really come into it. I mean, he'll be any price you like over here, I'm pretty sure about that. But nevertheless, he will be a big player if there's some cut in the ground, because that will count against an awful lot of the others. It's a really tough race. You've also got Spielberg from Japan, a horse who beat Gentle Donna last year. He's over. He's probably in the air right now. Actually, he's arriving very soon with a couple of Japanese compatriots to run at the meeting. It's going to be tough for Criterion if there's not a lot of rain, but he's there with every chance. He represents top class middle distance Australian form, and from our point of view, just to have a horse like that outside of the sprint is great. It's fantastic news, as it is to have California Chrome. I mean, he's clearly, you know, California Chrome and Able Friend are clearly the marquee horses coming over from outside of Europe this year. And Brazen both, ironically, probably the best chance of a winner. It's a great crop. You know, we're lucky we've got a few from all around the world. But you know, it's going to be amazing. And it'd be quite interesting who Frankie does ride, because Epcot is running in the Prince of Wales Stakes, but I presume that'll be ridden by the French jockey. Quite hard to follow the exactly who rides those Alshacab horses, because they have a retainer with Gregory Benoit to ride the French-trained Alshacab horses. But Frankie's going to ride California Chrome in a gallop in a few days' time at Ascot around the bend, going right-handed for the first time. So I would imagine he's a possibility for California Chrome. Obviously a possibility for Criterion, but that's news to me. I wasn't aware that he was being considered for that one.
He's certainly in the mix. So there's a bit happening. Just finally, Nick, we're talking with Nick Smith from Royal Ascot, previewing what's going to unfold in about 3 weeks' time. Is this the best group of international horses you've had for the week there?
I think it's hard to say it isn't. I mean, you want to get there in one piece and make sure they all come out of the barriers, because so much can happen between now and then, and inevitably something's going to go wrong with one or two of them, because that's the way that life works. But I think from our point of view, what we're really pleased with is two things. Firstly, that last year's blip with no Australian runners is to be over. There's obviously nothing we have to worry about, which is a blip, and now we've got a great group of horses coming over from what we regard as our, if you like, our sort of like our par country, because we had so much success there. But what's really pleasing is that we've had so much interest from all the regions of the world, Asia, America and what have you, as well as Australia and obviously Europe and what have you, but also out of the sprints to have big names, really, really big names. I mean, Criterion is the champion middle distance horse in Australia. Mm. California Chrome, probably not the champion horse, because that's all to share belief, but he's the highest profile racehorse in the whole of America. Spielberg is a top-class Japanese horse. Japanese middle-distance horses are different class. We've seen that time and time again. This horse beat Gentle Donna. To have these horses outside of the sprints and going in things like the Queen Anne and the Prince of Wales Stakes is what we have tried to break through and do. So that's really pleasing. And let's just hope they all get there in one piece. And have some success.
Yeah, for sure. Nick, we'll talk to you again in the build-up. We thank you for staying up and talking to our listeners, updating them on Royal Ascot. Good luck with the build-up.
Thanks. It's a great pleasure.
Good on you, Nick. Nick Smith joining us there from Royal Ascot. And some interesting news from Darren Dance this morning regarding Tack de Boisteron, a horse that we've seen here a couple of years ago and got firm tracks. He's really in good form coming back into their summer period. Tack de Boisteron will run in the Ascot Gold Cup during that week on June 19. It's a $13 chance, particularly if it's wet. The prospect is, I know this is long term, but we know what happens around April time in Sydney. But if it was a wet prospect of being reasonably wet next year for the Sydney Cup, Tack de Boisteron, long-term reign and aim for the horse is to run in the Sydney Cup next year, April.